This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/beherenow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nickturn and Duncan Trussell.
You know, maybe the expression or the experience of love, like I talked to some of the groups today, maybe it's through the way that you feed your body, through the way that you eat, or the way that you exercise, or the way that you share a smile with a stranger when you're walking down the street. Maybe it's how hard you work and the care that you put into your profession. Maybe you're a good friend, maybe you're a good listener.
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you would like to support this podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
Today's been a really beautiful day in interviews, just really experiencing where everybody is right now. And I actually am finding myself a little bit nervous. And one of the reasons is because when the conversation about metta comes up, there's so many different experiences. You know, and some people are having these really big, huge openings, maybe for the first time, maybe something that's come easy. Other people are having these tiny little experiences, these taps into metta. Some people are a little confused by the practice and maybe what it's supposed to look like, or some idea of what this big word that we throw around, love, is. You're inspiring me a little bit on this because, you know, love may not look like, I know we have you like hold your hearts here, but love may not actually live there for you, the expression or the experience of love. You know, maybe the expression or the experience of love, like I talked to some of the groups today, maybe it's through the way that you feed your body, through the way that you eat, or the way that you exercise, or the way that you share a smile with a stranger when you're walking down the street. Maybe it's how hard you work and the care that you put into your profession. Maybe you're a good friend. Maybe you're a good listener. Maybe you just really appreciate nature. Maybe you love to laugh. or you make others laugh. You know, there's so many ways of holding and feeling and expressing this kindness, this care, this way of looking at life from a more joyful expression. And so I just want to encourage those of you who are kind of like having a hard time finding what it's maybe supposed to look like sitting here in the hall, check it out and explore it, what your expression of love is. Maybe it's whole-bodied, you know, not just here. So I'm just throwing that out there again, because I don't want anyone, and it's unavoidable, but for anyone to feel excluded. We're talking to a lot of people, and so we try to make it, you know, be what works for, we hope all, but sometimes it's just some. So if there's any judgment on yourself about not having felt it yet, maybe you're just, maybe it's behind door number three and not door number one. I don't know. There's this hugging saint, her name is Amici. She was actually my guru back in the days when I was a Hindu. She's called the hugging saint because that's what you do. When you go have darshan with her, when you go to see her, you literally stand in line. Thousands and thousands of people stand in line and she hugs every single one of them. When she's in India, she sometimes in a day hugs 10,000 people. I'm not kidding. She doesn't go to the bathroom. She doesn't eat. And she's probably around 65 now, I think. I think that's around her age. But she's doing this. It seems kind of like that guy on YouTube, you know, that stands on the corner like going free hugs. But she's this amazing woman who, she also does a lot of activist work. She builds schools and churches. And she was the first person to show up after the tsunami in Thailand and had housing and schools and hospitals built literally within a month. And people just want to come and be held by somebody like that. I think we're so many of us are touch deprived, right? So many people can be touch deprived and all people want is a hug and then they go off. But they literally wait 12, 13, 14 hours for that one hug that lasts moments. And some people just leave bawling, you know? It's just like, it's this amazing transmission, this amazing gift that she just wants to share with people just because it was her calling or whatever. And then I was thinking like on the opposite guy side, there's that guy Metta World Peace, you know, the Laker. And he's always in fights. Like, I think that's so funny, like that he's taken that name of Metta World Peace, but he's always getting in the penalty box for fighting. So maybe that's the way that he shows love. Who knows? Contact. High impact contact. So some of you might really hate this metta that I'm going to do, so I'm asking for forgiveness in advance because it's kind of corny, but I like it. I've done it before a few times at regular adult retreats. And one of the reasons I like it is because I'm a mom and I have teenagers now and they don't let me read to them anymore. You know, they're over it. One of my favorite times was us laying in bed and I would read a story to them. And this isn't one of the stories I read to them. This is actually a new book that came out, but it's a children's book. And I'm going to read it to you. And it's about love. And all you need to do, you don't need to practice at all. You don't need to do anything but take it in, but receive it. I'm also inviting you, and this isn't my only me that does this. If you want to lay down, we haven't done that here in the hall yet, but it is something people can do in metta or anytime if you need to. If anybody wants to actually recline and lay down, you can. So that's an invitation. Be as comfortable as you need to. You know, some people are really good at giving. Like it makes us feel so good to give and it's so beautiful to be generous. And sometimes it's really hard to receive, to just receive. And I think Rebecca touched on this a little bit yesterday too. But just what does it feel like just to let somebody tell you that they care about you, to let somebody show you kindness without anything expected in return, and see what that's like, just to receive. You don't have to feel like a child again or anything, you know, it's not like that. You can if you want, but you know, it's, one of the things somebody told me once is it's a huge act of generosity to let somebody give to you. And I'm not talking about me, like you guys don't need to be generous to me right now, but I just mean in general. So I wish it was dark in here. The book's called An Awesome Book of Love. And somebody I know actually wrote it. There's this viral YouTube video went around on it. Maybe if you hear some of the words, you might remember it. But just, yeah, cool. Be however you want to be right now. And if you want to move during it, like if right now you're going, no, I'm going to sit straight because I, and then you change your mind midway, that's okay. You can change your mind. If you want to walk out, you can't. So if you want to walk out, do it now. If you don't feel like hearing a bedtime story. Remember, it's a children's book, so it's, you know, it's who it's written for. If I was a dinosaur and you were a jet, there's a chance, a good chance, that we'd never have met. If I was a river and you were the sky, if I was down low and you were up high, or if I was an apple and you were a Sunday, if you were a Wednesday and I was a Monday, if you were spring seasons and I was the fall, we might never have gotten together at all. But we aren't all of those things. You're you and I'm me. And we're as together can be. And you know, I'm aglow with a smile on my face when I wonder what magic you'll make of this place, of this town, of this world. You'll transform your surroundings. That spirit inside you is truly astounding. And when I'm beside you, I'm leaping and bounding, so proud I can hardly contain my heart pounding. I love you. I love you in so many ways, over thousands of years, over billions of days. I love you so much, I would scream it from mountains and dance like a fool in the coldest of fountains. I love you. I would paint it on walls in colors so bright that they'll glow in the dark with I love you all night. I would march through the rain. I'd jump out of a plane, put the world on my back. I'll still race down a train, and I'll stand down whole armies defending your name. But you know, that's not all that this love is about. Sometimes it's a whisper when you feel you could shout. Or just being around when the others have gone. Or about letting go when you want to hold on. It's about living life with such strength and emotion and knowing that waves are just part of the ocean. And that ocean goes on for forever, just like the love that has brought us together. I love you. I love you. And when I'm holding your hand, I love you, I love you. When you're making a plan, when you're thinking a thought, when you're dancing a dance, when you're just hanging in by the seat of your pants. I love you, I love you. I'll say it again. Tell all the strangers to tell all their friends. Make it a song and we'll all sing along. I love you, I love you. You make me feel strong. You make me feel younger. You make me feel brave. You make me feel something these words can't contain. And if you were the future and I was the past, if I was too slow and you were too fast, if you were a cloud and I was a ghost, if you were long distance and I was up close, I'd still love you, no matter what sense it would make. I'd love you whenever, whatever it takes. I'd love you no matter, because you're you and I'm me. Together forever, in love as can be. So, in whatever way you'd like to right now, hearing and taking those words as a poem to yourself about your own love for yourself when we feel separate from ourselves, when the oceans are high, when you feel like a Monday, but it's Wednesday. Or maybe a way that you know somebody feels like that for you, or you feel like that for them. Just this love that doesn't have to look like anything. A love that's hard, a love that's easy. A love that's simple, a love that's complicated. There doesn't have to be a definition or a location. So that I'm not adding any layers or complicating your practice, just do right now for the rest of the period, whatever practice has been working for you. Just let it come. Not efforting, not pushing, not persuading or thinking. Just laying back and allowing, like somebody's reading you the story, and you just get to receive it. I would like you to try not to revert back into an effortful concentration practice. Just allow yourself just to be here. Just receiving the breeze. Receiving the practice of others. finding what feels good right now. And allowing yourself to land on that. I'd love you no matter what sense it would make. I'd love you whenever, whatever it takes. I'd love you no matter because you're you and I'm me. There's still about 15 minutes to this set, but I'm going to invite whoever wants to walk with this openness, this sort of willingness just to receive what outside has to offer, to receive the sensations of the ground. Or if you want to stay in here, it's your choice. But taking the practice outside if you go, with the same intention of just receiving the generosity of the gift of that. For anyone that wants to stay, I'll ring the bell when time is up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.